This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Are there any poker players out there? Do you guys play poker? So, I played poker again. I played poker maybe once or twice a year at the most. I live in Las Vegas, and so I am pretty well versed on gambling. I know how to play roulette. I know how to play craps. Craps is tricky. Those are really, really tricky. But you get the swing of things, right? I mean, I know how to play blackjack, really good blackjack. And so I was at the NAFB, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference, and they sponsored a poker tournament. I mean, you had to pay a buy-in. And not everybody that played was a part of the conference. You had other people there. And so I was, one of just a couple girls at the table. And the rest were guys. And, you know, whenever you gamble in Las Vegas, they give you free drinks. Make sure you always tip your server. Always tip your server. You know, but they give you free drinks. So, I have a couple drinks. And I'm playing, and they, the buy in the chips. And so I got two yellows, and I guess yellow is 1,000. I got 10 blacks, and black chips are 100. And then I got four greens. So that's 3,100. I don't know what I got, but I think, okay. And so I start to play, and I'm really good at bluffing. I just am. And the reason why I'm good at bluffing is because I never get a good hand. So the only way I get to play is if I bluff. Otherwise, I keep throwing the cards. Now, here's the problem. The mistake I made when I played poker is if I bluff and win, I want to tell everybody that. So I post on Facebook that I had just won a hand with a 2 and a 3. It was a 7-card stud. And so I want people to know that I could bluff, which is stupid. If you're a poker player, you don't sit there and brag, and you don't. And now listen, I'm not a poor winner or a poor sport. I usually congratulate everybody on a good play, and I'm like, oh, that was good. Thank you for the, good game. But, luck of the draw. I was lucky this time around. I pretend like I have good cards, but then I'm like, oh, no. They need to know, because the whole reason I bluff isn't to win chips. I'm going to lose the next hand, is to let everybody know I got their goat. So I post on Facebook that I bluffed, and I guess I knocked like two players out with that hand. And people are ticked. They're ticked. And I'm like, what do you think? So then I'm still playing, and now we're playing with some heavier duty people. They start to combine the tables. So they start bringing other players onto your table that are good. And you're like, no. That's what stinks about poker tournaments. Like, no, because I got a feel for everybody. I know who's lying. I know who's getting good cards. I can feel it. No, don't be doing that. So now we got some fresh blood. And so when you're on the blind, I guess it's, you get dealer and then there's blind. I don't know what the hell. But I wasn't the one that had to do an opening bet. So usually with those, I'll just throw the cards. But see, this is how you can figure it out. If I have to do the opening blind or whatever the hell you call it, now I have money in there, so I'm going to play the cards. So then you know I'm going to bluff. Because I never get good cards. I never do. I'm telling you honestly. Maybe I'll get an ace and a four. So I'll hold the cards and I'll play them. And I'll play them and I'll be like, okay, ooh, oh, okay, oh, good. So when I bluff, that's what I do. Okay, so I get my cards, okay? And I go, oh, that's good, okay. And then I like, boom, I throw money in before it's my turn to throw money. Okay? Now, somebody savvy was like, okay, thank you, that's the oldest trick in the book. But I see when I do that, other people throw their cards down. They see me like, okay, they're like, oh, no, she's going to go all in. And not only all in with her chips, but, I mean, that bra doesn't look like it's holding much. So trust me, she's throwing everything in. I'm backing out. So then you have a couple of smart guys there going, oh, no. She was too overly enthusiastic to bet. She's got nothing. Meanwhile, I'm holding two cards. And I'm acting like I have a full house. I only have two cards. How could I have a full house? And the dealer puts down his one card. And then I'm like, oh, that's a good one. Yeah, thank you. And then I throw more money in. So then another person goes out going, you want to know what? I just don't even think I want to play my hand. Then the other people are like, she's bluffing. Then he puts down a six. He puts down a nine. And I'm getting all excited. They're like, there is no way she has anything. So finally, they go, all right, you know, show your cards after he lays out five. And I only had, four and my ace or whatever. And I didn't have anything. And then, you know, somebody won by having a pair of twos. So he was bluffing because he knew I had nothing, but he was playing twos? A pair of twos? No, not even a pair of twos he was handing. He had like one two. And 1-6 or something like that. And he was hoping that he would have gotten a 2. So I'm not that good. I really stink. But it was interesting because there was a lady there. Because I dressed pretty appropriately. I had everything all buttoned up. But there was a lady there who was kind of falling out on the table. And, you know, her husband was there. And I'm like, how's he allowing this? You know, you see the guys looking at her. And, you know, and I'm like, do guys like it when people look at their wife? I was kind of a little shocked by that. Really pretty lady. But then I was like, oh, because she's distracting everybody. And she ended up doing pretty well. So I think, you know, when everybody says a woman is bad luck, you know, at a casino table, it's not that we're bad luck. It's we distract you. You end up losing money and you infer it's bad luck. Just don't be distracted by us. Just do your thing while we do ours. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Calvin wants me to talk about FMLA and are doctors allowed to charge for filling out the paperwork? I'm starting to see that more and more, that people have to pay to get their FMLA paperwork or they have to be seen. And I mean, when I first opened my practice, people would drop off their FMLA paperwork and I'm like, all right, I'll fill it out. I used to be stuck in the office till 10 at night doing paperwork. And then I wouldn't charge to do the paperwork. See, lawyers could charge for everything. Lawyers could charge to have a phone call. They could charge to read an email or a text. They could charge for paperwork. But in the 2000s, early 2000s, nobody charged because nobody paid. Nobody was going to pay. Doctors have to do stuff for free. So I'll tell you what FMLA is, the Family Medical Leave Act. But the paperwork's about 3-4 pages. And so you, you know, you just end up, you know, taking your time, and it's a lot of answers. We start to get very short with our answers, you know, because we didn't have time to fill it out, but we did it for free. Then what I started doing is because I was tired of people dropping off paperwork, and then if I didn't get to it, they'd get mad. So they would drop off the paperwork, and then they would turn around, and if 2 days had gone by, or even one day, start yelling that they need it. And I get they want to save their job or whatever. But I'm like, I'm busy seeing patients. If you want to see the stack of paperwork on my desk, so I start to tell people, I go, look, if you don't want to wait and you want to get it quicker, it's probably easier to do it as a visit. Because priority goes to my patients I'm seeing. And that's when we start to transition to, if you need FMLA forms, you need to come in and be seen. And that actually ended up being really, really good for me, not financially, because some insurances only pay you $2.42 a visit, but because they would claim they had a medical condition, and I never saw them for it. And I'm putting my name down, I'm putting my license on the line that you have pelvic pain, and then I'm not evaluating you for it. If you have pelvic pain, I need to evaluate you for it. So again, you're not paying for the extra paperwork. You're just coming in for a visit. We're discussing and seeing if you need an evaluation. A lot of times, they'd get a twofer. They'd get their paperwork done during their visit. All right, so good. At least the paperwork's not on my desk. They're happy. Well, I'm starting to see now that a lot of providers, they are charging. They're charging for FMLA paperwork on top of the visit. And you want to know what they can. They can. They have every right to. Your employer will not reimburse you if you have to pay a doctor for your FMLA paperwork. And again, I mean, you know, this paperwork is ridiculous. It really is. I mean, from a doctor standpoint. I mean, all we want to do is take care of you, sew you up, get you the right medication, hug you, listen to you. But no, we have to also fill out all these paperwork and prior auth and get on the phone and discuss. And so, you know what? So, fine. But, yeah, they will charge anywhere from $25, $50. I've even seen higher than that. It stinks. I never charge separately for it. But if a doctor said, look, doc, this is what I'm doing, I'm like, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. So, what can you use FMLA for? So FMLA, the Family Medical Leave Act, okay, there's been some revisions to it, all right? But basically, it allows you to not get fired, all right, for up to 12 work weeks. But it's unpaid leave during any 12-month period with job reinstatement privileges, which means employers must return the employee to the same or equivalent job position at the conclusion of any FMLA leave. Now, some jobs may give you paid leave, some may have broader coverage, but the government mandates that eligible employees, if the employer qualifies for giving FMLA, is entitled a total of up to 12 work weeks of unpaid leave, which, I think is nice. I think that's fine. You have to have a baby. You have surgery. You need to take time off for a family member. Yeah. I mean, and the employer doesn't have to pay you. I mean, you're not asking to be paid taking, you know, a quarter of a year off. You're just being asked to not lose your job and get to go back into the same position. Now, the reason why they say same or equivalent job position is if you're gone for 3 months and that job doesn't exist anymore, is there something else they can put you into? So who is covered? Well, the employee must have been employed with the company for at least 12 months. The employee must have worked at least 1,250 hours during the 12 months prior to the start of FMLA leave. And the employer is one who employs 50 or more employees within a 75-mile radius of the work site. Now, because some people, they do shift work. You also do 8 hours here, 8 hours there. So they've been employed as a, you know, waitress, server, whatever. But that doesn't mean they hit the 1,200-hour mark. So what's covered? Well, an employee can request FMLA if they want to prepare for the birth of a son or daughter, if they want to care for a newborn child, for adoption or foster care placement of a son or daughter, to care for a spouse, son, daughter, or parent with a serious health condition, to take care of the own employee's serious health condition, or to transition employees or spouses who are called to active duty. Now, this serious health condition, all right, basically is where you need periodic visits for treatment by a healthcare provider or nurse under the supervision of a healthcare provider. If it continues over an extended period of time, may cause episodic rather than continuing periods of incapacity. Periodic visits mean you need at least twice a year. And so, what does that mean? Well, you know, you may need to take off to have your blood pressure evaluated, or your diabetes, or your asthma. And so you may not need to take 12 weeks off all in one block. But if you work, you know, 8 to 5, and the doctor's only open 8 to 5, you're going to have to take off. And you want to make sure that you don't get fired for taking off for doctor visits. That's when I recommend getting your FMLA. Even if your asthma is in good control, if your diabetes is tight, if your blood pressure is well controlled on your medication, I still call it a, quote, serious health condition, because if you didn't take care of yourself, that could be serious. So that does count. So, continuing treatment is a period of incapacity of more than 3 consecutive full calendar days, plus treatment by a healthcare provider twice or once with a continuing regimen of treatment. Any period of incapacity related to pregnancy or prenatal care. So, I mean, you know, your serious health condition or your continuing treatment, if you have to go for your prenatal visits, you have to go. Any period of incapacity or treatment for a serious health condition, so let's say you have to go to the hospital, a period of incapacity for permanent or long-term conditions, restorative surgery, etc. But keep in mind, okay, you do not want to use your FMLA for, don't pretend you're going to the doctor. Now, my problem with FMLA is your privacy. I can't tell you how many times employees say, look, my employer needs FMLA. And I'm like, but it's asking for your diagnosis. Do you want me to put it? No, no, no. Put something else. And so doctor's like, well, I want to salvage your privacy. Like, I had a patient who had, on her own, decided to get an abortion. But then she had bleeding, and I had to send her to a gynecologist because I think there was retained product or something. I don't remember. It was years ago. And she needed FMLA. And I go, so what do you want me to... She goes, you can't put that I had an abortion. I go, well, I could put vaginal bleeding. She's like, yes, put vaginal bleeding. And I'm still thinking, do we really want the employer to know that she has vaginal bleeding? Then I'm like, well, maybe we could put gynecological condition, but that would be lying. It's not so much a gynecological, it's an obstetrical. So when the patient said, no, vaginal bleeding, put that, I did. And we were good. But, you know, you don't really have a lot of privacy. But the FMLA does protect you, and it's there so that you have a job when you get back. And so, you know, but again, if your medical provider is charging, it's worth it. The $10, $25, $50, trust me. And doctors, they do have a right. It stinks, though. I get that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, a woman was kicked off an American Airlines flight. Why? Because her cello was too big for the seat. What the hell was she doing bringing a cello onto the plane? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
A utility worker was killed near a Northern California wildfire as crews continued working in hot conditions to battle multiple blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown says the only thing you can expect is the unexpected.
Uncertainty is a part of life. Obviously, when I see one house burned down, another house not, when I hear about the fire tornado that moves at 140 miles an hour, and they didn't never saw that before.
The search continues for 20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Now, new details about the case include that a black SUV was seen circling the neighborhood where Molly was staying on the night she vanished. Meanwhile, Molly's mom says she gets a lot of her strength from her daughter.
Molly was an incredibly strong young woman. Molly's lending me her strength every day, every night. And yes, I have my moments of complete meltdowns.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, look, I like musicians. I think musicians are awesome. But I'm kind of scratching my head with this one. Because an outraged musician claims that she was booted off an American Airlines flight because her cello was taking up too much room. She even paid for a separate seat for the $30,000 instrument. Xingxing Hu, a student at DePaul University School of Music in Chicago, had flown to Miami with her cello for a music festival without any issues. But after she boarded her return flight to Chicago on Thursday, crew members claimed her cello was too big for the seat and asked her to get off the plane. Hu had been provided with a strap to secure her cello, but airline staff told her that the instrument was too big for the Boeing 737 jet, and she would have to fly on a 767. As she left the plane, an altercation with the pilot apparently occurred, and he accused her of knocking into her with the cello case. I mean, she might have stormed off. I get that, but don't be hitting somebody with a cello case. In a Facebook post, Hu's husband, Jay Tang, claimed that the pilot then flashed a victory sign at his wife and accused her of injuring him when she made her way past with the cello. The observer suggested he may have simply been indicating that two more passengers could board the alleged overbooked flight. So you see him hold his hand up saying two. And it looks like he's standing at the door. It looks like he's standing where the gate is, right? Where the tarmac is. So I'll tell you why I think this is interesting. So I know somebody gets kicked off with their cello. So she claims that American Airlines had assured her that there would be no issues accommodating her instrument on both flights. Hu says crew members told her the cello secured inside the hard case was too big for the seat, but she insists it met the seat size restrictions. Passengers are permitted to carry oversized instruments if they purchase an extra seat. So, instruments have to weigh less than 165 pounds. Hers weighs less than 10. She made it through security with the cello. Was even given a strap to secure the instrument. But apparently it was just deemed too big. See, I'm wondering because the cello has a big pointy thing at the bottom. So she did rebook a flight, left Miami, and of course it hit the news. Her husband says, I don't think we did anything wrong here, and I think the way they handled it was humiliating. So he took to Facebook and Twitter to complain. This is how American Airlines treats musicians. See, I gotta tell you, man, PR is never... you got to be really careful with PR. He said, I purchased two round trip tickets for her and her cello on April 2nd on the phone directly from American Airlines and told them specifically that one ticket was for a cello. I was told it is absolutely allowed and she won't have a problem. So, they did the big post, whatever. I don't know if they're going to get money. I don't know if they're going to be able to sue. I don't know if they're going to get nothing. But American Airlines... has not, this is not the first time American Airlines has ticked, you know, people off. And they said that the incident was due to a miscommunication. They did book her on a larger aircraft. They did provide hotel and meal accommodations. Why isn't anybody talking about that? So, here's my thing, okay? There's a couple problems here. And I see this all the time. I see where one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing. I see that all the time. I am being told one thing by one person. That happened. I was at an awesome, awesome staycation in Tropicana. We also went to the Oakville Steakhouse restaurant, which is phenomenal. Ask for Alex to give Hector a big hug. And if you see Ralph Nafit at the Tropicana, give him a huge hug also. He's amazing. And so, you know, we had a great time there, but, you know, there was a little miscommunication. It happens. But, you know, one person says one thing, another person says another. And it's it seems to happen a lot. And, you know, basic communication, I teach communication skills. I mean, basic communication, there's really not a lot of room for error if you have some simple instructions. But I notice flight attendants, and God bless them, they go through a lot, flight attendants just seem to be making some extra rules on their own. And I've been noticing this more and more. Or, nobody else is getting the memo. Our flight attendants are like, no, 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 no. If we have something that's sticking up like that and it could scrape the ceiling or it could, no, no, no. And so, you know, who's not getting the memo? And I see this time and time again. The other thing I'm seeing is people really love to make news. And, I mean, was this newsworthy? I mean, I'm wasting time. You're wasting time listening to it. But was it newsworthy that somebody said they could take a cello, then they got asked to take a different flight and was given a hotel, given food, and given a new ticket, set of tickets? Did they really have to go all over the news trying to get, you know? We're now in an age where not only does squeaky wheel get the grease, squeaky wheel gets the dough. And, yeah, that must have sucked for her. I get that. That must have really stuck, having to get off the plane. My husband would have been mad. I would have been mad. Would I have gone to the news? No. Would I have tried to maybe get a voucher? Yeah, I might have gone to customer service, said, you know, this did kind of stink because I really had to be at a certain place. You know, this was your communication. Give me a free flight. Maybe I would have done that, but would I have gone to the news? Would I have berated them on Facebook and Twitter? And that's what's happening. You know, and so we're really allowing a society to slander or libel people very easily. And I don't know how good that... I'm for freedom of speech. I'm for, you know, okay, warning other people. So, like for example, you know, you get food poisoning somewhere and you want to warn other people or you want to warn the health department. I get that. That's admirable. But you're mad. So you go online and cause this big poop storm. I have a problem with that. You know, Dr. Doe, who was on that United flight that got bloodied up, and, you know, I get, you know, being a physician, it really stinks to have to cancel patients and try to put sick people in remaining days that you have on the schedule that are already booked. So I get how he didn't want to give up the seats. He paid for the seat. I get that. But did he have to thrash around? Did he have to throw such a fit? You know, from what I heard, it wasn't an officer that bloodied him. He was thrashing around so much that he banged into the arm handle. And that, mind you, I like doctors, and, you know, he had every right to be upset. But did he have to be so dramatic? Did it have to get to be that big? And, yeah, we are fighting back, and we should. I mean, God forbid our plane gets hijacked. What we learned from September 11th is you fight back. You know, God bless all those on Flight 93. Fight back. All right? You know, somebody comes up to you with a gun. You know, Nazis decide to round up a bunch of Christians and Jews. Fight back. That's fine. I love the idea of being empowered, finding strength in numbers. I think that's great. But when I see us fighting for BS reasons and, I'm starting to get sick of this. Oh, this airline did this to me. This airline did this to me. Okay, if it's really newsworthy, we all have to bring our ski equipment. We have to stow, or we have to, you know, put it in baggage and pay for baggage. I mean, we do that. Is it really a big deal? So, but it's newsworthy, and people like getting news. We reward you for publicizing. It's all about publicity, and I think we should probably change that up a little bit before things get stupider out there. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Do not wash your plastic containers in hot water. We are now being warned by a group of doctors. We'll tell you why. Also, vegans and vegetarians may not be all that healthy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend. Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've warned you guys for years to not microwave your food in plastic containers because the plastic could leach chemicals. I understand there's microwavable dishes and, you know, there's plastic containers that, you know, our food may come in from the restaurant. That doesn't necessarily mean they're microwavable safe. Now, we confuse microwavable safe with something that has metal, thinking, okay, well, anything metallic is not safe for the microwave. True, but I'm talking about microwave safe for you. And I can't stand it when I see people microwave stuff in plastic, and sometimes the plastic even melts in the microwave. You want that stuff getting into your food? I've also warned you guys about water bottles, and I think water bottles are leaching chemicals and endocrine disruptors into our body. Maybe one of the reasons why we have such an obesity problem is because these chemicals and plastics are messing with our metabolism. And so I prefer glass or stainless steel water bottles or a variety of other things we could use. So now we're being told to not dishwash or run our favorite plastic containers under hot water. In a report released last week by the American Academy of Pediatrics, pediatricians said there is growing evidence that everyday cleaning practices could be leading to the leakage of dangerous chemicals. So if you run plastics like containers or bottles through a dishwasher or under hot water, you get this chemical residue leaking. Then they become dangerous for future use, or they leak stuff into your current food that you're taking in. The report also warned against microwaving plastics holding food or liquid, because the chemicals could contaminate them as well, and they recommend glass of stainless steel. Well, so what's the big chemical they're concerned about? Bisphenols, the BPA. Bisphenol A, we use it to harden the plastic, and it's an endocrine disruptor. So it could affect immune systems, affect fertility, increase body fat. They have found that these endocrine disruptors could interfere with a whole variety of things, whether it's reproductive, neurological. We've seen it in animals, and it's concerning. They even found that it could increase risk of endometriosis. And they say endocrine disruptors may pose the greatest risk during prenatal and early postnatal development when organ and neural symptoms are forming. So how do they work? Well, they mimic naturally occurring hormones. So that could potentially produce overstimulation. They could prevent a hormone from binding, so then you could have less of the hormone doing their job. They could interfere in a wide variety of ways. And BPA is used on polycarbonate plastics and epoxy resins. You are not supposed to heat it up. DHEP is also another chemical we use for food packaging. And PVC. So, use glass. Use stainless steel. They say the United States Food Additive or Regulation Process. Let me see here. Okay, never mind. Something's wrong with the article. Anyway, so water bottles. Water bottles have been huge, but I think one day we got to stop it. You know, stop drinking out of plastic. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of endocrine disruptors, remember thalidomide? Remember how women used to take that in the 50s and 60s? And then babies would be born with missing or malformed limbs? Well, scientists think they finally figured it out. We didn't know for years. We just knew that it caused birth defects. But Dana-Farber Cancer Institute scientists have discovered that the drug interferes with transcription proteins that could shut off a gene that is crucial to limb development. Because these babies were born, there were thousands of babies born with, you know, limb defects. They say one FDA regulator kept the pill off the market, but thousands of women still took it. And warnings were issued in many countries around the 1960s. Drugs were pulled off the shelves but repurposed to treat cancer back in the 1980s. So, we saw a lot of people affected. The drug now is used to treat cancer, leprosy, lupus. And apparently there's a lot of, you know, a lot of uses for it. But thalidomide first appeared in West Germany back in 1957, where it was prescribed as a sort of cure-all for anxiety, insomnia, upset stomach, and tension. So doctors would say, here, use this for morning sickness, because it helped nausea. And it was given over-the-counter. And then, I guess, West Germany had a huge, like 5,000 to 7,000 babies with malformed legs and arms. We call that condition focomelia. And then another, many of them had shortened limbs, misshapen hands or feet, underdeveloped body parts, and then another 100,000 babies were born with the same condition around the world. And the babies survived, but in the UK, you had over 2,000 thalidomide babies born between 1957 and the early 60s. Women lost their pregnancies, and they thought maybe that was also from the drug. So the FDA refused to approve the sale. But again, people were getting this stuff online, etc. So it was called Tensival or Distival Forte. And that's how people would get it. So scary, pretty frightening stuff. And like I said, we stopped using it here except for those who are not able to get pregnant and they're using it for cancer treatment. Vegans and vegetarians may not be all that healthy. They are at risk for vitamin B12 deficiency. We've talked about that. But I still think they're healthier than the average meat and potato eater. They say 7 million Americans are now vegetarian. More and more are converting every year. The number of vegans in the U.S. have increased by 600% between 2014 and 2017. We talked about the major difference between a vegan and a vegetarian is a vegan takes in no animal products. No eggs, no butter, milk, none of that. So, apparently, those who avoid animal food products are not getting enough B12. B12, I learned, you know, it came from meat. B12 helps build red blood cells, repair DNA, protect the brain. Now, can you get that from eggs and dairy? Can you get it as a dietary supplement? Well, most vegans and vegetarians don't eat red meat, seafood, or poultry. And they found that they are short on B12. A study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found 9 in 10 vegans had below normal levels of B12. Vegetarians will still get some out of dairy and eggs, but they still fall short. About 55% of children on a vegetarian diet have inadequate B12. And I get asked, what are we allowed to raise our kids vegan or vegetarian? As long as they're getting their essential amino acids, it's very difficult to do with a vegan diet. But if I see that they are, I don't fight it. I mean, you know, you can be a flexitarian, etc. But babies who don't receive enough B12 in the womb can have some major birth defects. And so, you know, a study from Harvard School of Public Health reports that children of women given B12 supplements during pregnancy and in the weeks immediately after birth do score better on expressive language tests by 2.5. And B12 is necessary for the brains to develop. You know, and so if a pregnant woman wants meat, I say give her meat for crying out loud. So how much should you get? Well, the recommended daily dose for adults is 2.4 micrograms per day. Yet pregnant women and nursing moms need more. So what's 2.4 micrograms per day? Well, 1.3 micrograms are in a serving of steak. 1.5 in a cup of yogurt. 1 is in an 8-ounce glass of milk. And 0.5 is in an egg. Most seafood has enough B12. So, you know, talk to your medical provider if you need to be on supplementation. 1-877-DOCTORLINE.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.